Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a jungle style 808 tail with crisp transients and dusty mids. Today we're going after that classic drum and bass feeling, a hit that snaps right at the front, then blooms into a gritty, worn-in tail that sits beautifully under breaks. Not too clean, not too messy. Just enough impact to grab attention, and just enough dirt to feel like it belongs in a jungle record. The big idea here is simple. Think in layers, not one sound. We're going to separate the hit from the body of the 808, then use automation to make the sound evolve over time. That movement is what keeps it exciting in a DNB arrangement. First, choose your source sound. You can use a stock 808 kick sample, a clean sub kick, a short tom-style kick, or build it with operator. If you're using operator, load a sine wave on oscillator A, tune it low, and give it a fast pitch drop at the very start. Keep it subtle. We want punch, not a cartoon boing. Aim for a quick downward move over about 10 to 30 milliseconds. If you're using a sample, pick something with a solid low end and a clean transient. Avoid samples that are already heavily distorted. We want room to shape the sound ourselves. Now let's split the sound into two parts, a transient layer and a tail layer. This is one of the fastest ways to get a convincing result in jungle. For the transient layer, use simpler with a short clicky sample, a rim hit, or a trimmed version of the 808 start. Set simpler to one shot or classic mode, and trim it so it starts right on the transient. Then add EQ8. If there is too much low end, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it needs more bite, give it a small boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz. After that, add saturator and drive it just a little, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If it helps, turn on soft clip. You can also add drum bus if you want a bit more punch, but keep the boom off for this layer. The goal here is not a huge transient by itself. The goal is a transient that cuts through the break without fighting the snare or the tops. Think readable, not oversized. Now for the tail layer. This is where the dusty mids live. Load your main 808 sample or your operator patch onto a second track. Start with auto filter and use a low pass filter to take the edge off the top end. A good starting point is somewhere around 200 to 700 Hz, depending on the sound. Keep resonance low so it stays smooth and controlled. After auto filter, add saturator and push it a bit more than the transient layer. Try 2 to 8 dB of drive with soft clip on. If the tail gets too brittle, back off the drive and let the filter do more of the work. Then add drum bus if you want extra weight and grit. Drive can stay moderate here, crunch low to medium, and boom only if the sub feels too thin. If the low end gets too wide or unstable, use utility to keep the bass centered and mono where it matters. Now we get to the fun part. Automation. This lesson is really about making the sound breathe. Start by automating the auto filter cutoff on the tail layer. You can open the filter a bit at the start of the note so the attack feels defined, then close it down gradually as the tail decays. That gives you the classic clean strike into dusty fade. For example, you might start the cutoff around 1.2 kHz and end around 250 Hz over half a bar or a full bar, depending on the musical moment. If you want a more energetic jungle fill, try a quick open at the hit and then a fast drop. That tiny burst of brightness helps the transient pop, but the tail still gets darker and more old school as it fades. You can also automate saturator drive. That's a great way to keep the transient cleaner and let the tail get dirtier. For example, you might start around 2 dB of drive at the hit, then rise to 5 or 7 dB as the note decays. That clean strike into dusty decay contrast is a huge part of the vibe. If your 808 still feels a little too static, automate volume 2. A small dip of 1 to 3 dB over the tail can help the sound sit better in the groove and leave room for the break. You can do this right inside the MIDI clip with clip envelopes, which is perfect for beginner workflow. A really important tip in jungle and DNB, leave room for the break. The drum loop is often the star of the show. Your 808 should feel like a gesture that supports the groove, not a giant bass note that takes over the whole bar. If the sound feels too dominant, lower the tail a bit instead of just trying to make everything louder. Now let's clean up the mix. On the tail layer, use EQ8 to high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, so you remove any sub rumble. If the sound feels boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's harshness, you can gently reduce a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. On the transient layer, keep the high pass more aggressive, around 120 to 180 Hz, so the click doesn't muddy the bass space. This is one of those details that matters a lot in DNB. The low end is precious. Keep the sub tight, keep it centered, and make sure the 808 isn't stepping on your main bassline or kick. Once the two layers are working nicely, group them together and treat them like one instrument. You can put a final EQ8 or a very light glue compressor on the group if needed. Then automate the group volume, filter, or effect send for transitions. That's where this kind of sound really shines. It can become a punctuation mark at the end of a phrase, a pickup into the drop, or a little answer to the break. If you want to go a step further, try automating echo or reverb very lightly on just the tail end of a phrase. A tiny bit of echo, with low feedback and very low dry/wet, can make the hit feel like it's bouncing off a warehouse wall. Keep it subtle so it adds atmosphere without clutter. Here's a good beginner practice move. Put one 808 hit on beat 4 of a 1-bar fill, automate the cutoff down over the tail, push the drive up slightly, and lower the volume by a couple dB near the end. Then duplicate the clip and make a second version that starts darker and dirtier. Listen to which one leaves more room for the next bar. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the transient too loud, leaving the tail too bright, overdoing distortion, forgetting about the sub balance, and skipping automation entirely. If something feels wrong, don't immediately turn it up. Usually the fix is to adjust the layer balance, shorten the transient, darken the tail, or automate more carefully. If you want to make it darker and heavier, keep the low pass cutoff lower and let the click layer provide the attack. If you want more character, add a little more saturation, a tiny pitch drift, or even a touch of digital dust with a device like Redux or some gentle noise texture processing. Just remember, clarity first, grime second. For your homework, try creating three versions of the same 808 hit. Make one tight and clean, one darker and dustier, and one more wild with stronger automation and maybe a touch of echo. Then place them in a simple 2-bar jungle loop and hear which version supports the breakbeat best. So to recap, split the sound into transient and tail, shape each layer separately, automate cutoff, drive and level, and keep the sound in service of the groove. That's the recipe for a jungle 808 tail that feels sharp on the front, dusty in the mids, and alive in the arrangement. Once you get this technique down, you can use it on kicks, toms, bass stabs, and transition hits all over your DNB tracks. That's where the fun really starts.